There was a very notorious cold-blooded murderer, a plumber from Tahlequah, by the name of Rex Brindley.
Garland Rex Brindley.
He started out stealing cattle and an occasional pickup truck.
Yeah, his reputation as a problem for law enforcement started, as I recall, I think he had a plumbing company or his family had a plumbing company, something like that. But he had a bar over in Tahlequah by the school there. That's northeastern, I guess, Tahlequah.
Mm-hmm.
He'd received some legal advice or something about how, in Oklahoma, the law at that time, and it may still be the law, provided you could not dance in a place where beer was sold unless it was a hotel. So he had this bar, and he had a room on the back. The rumor was, and the reputation was, that he put a bed back there, and he said, we got a hotel. Now we can dance. And, of course, that was good news to the students who liked to go out and party a little bit out of the university there. He called it the Tab Hotel. He came to the attention of law enforcement down there, and it was over a lot of that that he got into other things. The ultimate crime in Rex Brindley's situation was this terrible, terrible crime involving Mrs. Fern Boulding. Her husband had been a lawman in Tahlequah, and he had had a lot of little run-ins with Rex Brindley. It was over those run-ins that Rex had real hatred for this man. But as I remember this, there was a situation where here in Tulsa County, we had Rex Brindley charged with the theft of an automobile. It was a pickup truck off of a downtown car lot. But we're getting him hooked up, ready to go to trial on that. There'd already been this bombing that took place in Creek County where Mrs. Boulding was killed. This was a bomb put on their truck. Mrs. Boulding, the wife of Don Boulding, the man that Rex hated.
Bristow, right?
Yeah, it was in Creek County. I thought it was outside Spalpa, but it was Creek County. Anyway, the story that I always heard was that they had a little daughter, and the mother left and got in the truck that day to drive their truck. And the daughter was waving goodbye to her mother, standing on the front porch, and the explosion from the bomb being on the automobile happened right in front of that little child. And it was a horrible crime, horrible. Well, information drifts in that part of the motivation behind all this is this hatred for Boulding. And, of course, Creek County would be the ones dealing with this more than Tulsa County. But we were interested for another reason. This theft of a vehicle from this lot in Tulsa, that was pending for trial. And I was told later that part of the motivation here for the bombing was, again, it's sort of like what was happening in the Little Rock case with Arliss Self and Lester Pugh. Now we're getting ready to go to trial in this case. At that time, he's not charged with the bombing. He was going to testify against him in this theft. Boulding was prepared, as I recall, and did testify that he saw him driving this stolen pickup truck over there in Tahlequah or somewhere. So, again, we're getting ready to go to trial. We did go to trial. Rex was convicted in that trial by jury trial. He had told me one time, sitting in the jury box waiting for something, he was dressed in a suit that I couldn't afford, shoes I couldn't afford. He liked to put on the show. We're sitting there on a recess or something. He said, Alice, he said, I got to tell you something. I'm going to save you guys a lot of trouble. He said, why don't you leave me alone? If you give me another year, you guys all give me another year to do what I want to do, then I can retire and I won't be a bother to you anymore. I said, sure, that'd be fine. Well, then he's convicted on the car theft. He's charged with the bombing then, and he's convicted on the bombing. I don't remember if he got the death penalty under the new death penalty law at that time or not. He didn't get a death sentence ultimately, but he had the 6 years for the car theft in Tulsa. I think it was 6 years. And he had at least a life out of Creek County. And we had a grand jury going. Some grand jury came up, and we subpoenaed Rex Brindley out of jail. People who are dressed into the jail, now they got the jumpsuits. In those days, they had a pair of old dungarees and a chambray shirt. It says Tulsa County Jail on the back. He's sitting in the jury box, and I couldn't resist. I walked over to him. This is after he's got the life sentence. This is after he's been convicted on the car theft. Same guy that told me if we just leave him alone a year, he'd be in good shape. Same guy dressed like $1 million, you know. They tied a piece of rope to the front of his pants to hold him up. His chambray shirt was too small. It had a big belly on him. You could see his pink skin under that. He looked horrible. I don't think he had any shoes on. I walked over to him and I said, hey, look, you changed wardrobes on me here. I didn't recognize you at first. He didn't appreciate that. He later died in the penitentiary. He escaped a couple of three times, but finally died.
Yeah, he was dubbed the Bristow Bomber, and he said about Fern Boulding getting in that truck, the horse got in the wrong stall.
Yeah. He's sort of like Lester in a way about his conversations. He'd say things to you, and I think he really got a thrill out of making comments, you know, sort of tempting and tantalizing comments.
It was in July of 73 that he made headlines when he escaped. There was a huge prison riot at the Oklahoma State Penitentiary. Three people died, and prisoners burned 24 buildings at the McAllister facility, and he hid in a six-foot hole before he scaled the wall and landed on the FBI's most wanted list.
Mm-hmm. He escaped more than once, and I think that particular escape, he stayed at large with several other inmates that had gone out with him over a period of time, and he got complaining. He had to come in and give himself up because the chiggers were eating on him. One of those escapes, he made a lot of headlines.
His lawyer was Tommy D. Fraser.
Yes.
Brindley threatened to kill you and his own attorney.
Yeah, he threatened a lot of people. He was big on threats. Yes, he did. As a matter of fact, whenever I was on my way, and Thurman was with me again, we traveled a lot in pursuit of these cases, and we were on some case. We had to change planes in Chicago. As I get off the plane, there's an announcement on the loudspeaker, Mr. Fallis, pick up the white phone. And I went over and picked it up. There was a call from my office saying, hey, we just got to alert you, Brindley's escaped. I said, well, what am I going to do up here? You know? Anyway, yeah, everybody was aware that he had threatened, and that was very typical. Very typical, always threaten somebody. In all fairness, I have to say, though, that there were times when he would assure me, no, I would never do that. I didn't say that.
You never trusted him, though.
It'd be a little tough to.
Before his second escape, he told Governor David Hall in a letter that he owed Hall and Tulsa Attorney Pat Williams about four sticks of dynamite.
Oh, yeah.
Hall had signed the extradition request to bring him back from Mississippi, and Pat represented Brindley's wife in a divorce suit.
Oh, yeah, he had a list, and he always boasted about that list, but like I say, you know, there was a lot of the personality I see now that I think about it in Brindley that I saw in Pugh. Physically, they were similar, whatever that's got to do with it, nothing, I'm sure. But Pugh would like to boast. And, of course, he would play to the edge. He's not making an admission, but what if some guy, you know, type of stuff.